It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. Every Thursday we have our official attorney on, Lisa Lanier. She is the president of Lanier Law Group. She has offices statewide. Real easy to contact, 1-888-CONSULT-1075-KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. If you're injured on the job, contact Lisa Lanier. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
We are so far so good. So far, so good.
So far?
Yeah, we haven't seen hugs today, so we're doing good.
Yeah. Aww.
No, we're kidding. Aww. We like hugs.
Do we?
I do.
Oh.
And he did text me. He's like, do y'all want me to come in today? I'm like, not today, bud.
No, sorry. We'll see you tomorrow.
He's a part-timer, so.
Aww, that's besides the point. What's his hours with his part-timer?
We do need you to do a background check on him. We forgot to do that before we hired him.
So if you could.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if you do that, but that'd be nice.
We're not even sure if he was in college.
Yep.
Well, Lisa, the first story we want to start with today is a weird one. We're going to warn you of that. There was a guy in England who was arrested when his first wife tried to track him down for a divorce, only to find out through Facebook that he had gotten married again. He says that his first marriage didn't count because they'd split up more than 10 years ago, and I think that it ended very quickly after they married, and so he says, didn't count, thought it was over, could get married again. Now he's facing possible prison time for bigamy.
How does
a guy this dumb get married two times?
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
This big a dum-dum, and he found two women that wanted to be with
him. Yeah. Who want to not only be with him, but marry him for life.
Marry him, yeah. That's right. Well, you know, the first woman only stayed married to him for about 2 months, so I think she figured out the dum-dum factor right away.
Right away.
And got out of there. But yeah, so the guy actually, he pled guilty, and his lawyer literally said that he was ignorant.
Mm.
And that And when you tell the court that your client is ignorant, that's kind of, it's a funny defense, but it's not really a defense. I mean, you know, ignorance, you've heard that old saying, the ignorance of the law. I mean, you just can't say, oh, gee, I thought my old marriage, you know, my former marriage was, it didn't count. That's what he literally said. It didn't count because it was 10 years ago.
Right.
So none of that is a defense. And actually, bigamy is a Class 1 felony here in North Carolina. And
really?
So it's a potentially very serious offense. But the interesting thing is it's almost never prosecuted, even in cases where it's clear that a person has committed bigamy. It's just one of those laws that I think law enforcement doesn't really care about. It's sort of, I think it's sort of almost like a, think of it as a victimless crime. But as a woman in Wilmington pointed out in the media late last year, there was a lot of stories going around about this because this woman, this guy's fourth marriage. He's a military guy, and he got into like a long distance relationship with her when he was in Afghanistan. They became pen pals, and he was writing her love letters. And then he comes back and he marries her, and then she finds out that he's done this before. So he's like a career bigamist, and he takes their money as part of the deal. So they're really, they end up in debt. The third wife was pregnant, and her credit card's all maxed out, and all this stuff. So I think there are victims here sometimes when these guys are kind of scammers, or girls are kind of scammers that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman in Wilmington, she went to the media because she couldn't get anybody to prosecute the guy, even though it was clear that he had duped her into a bigamist marriage.
Golly. Huh. So basically, Jared's dreams of having more than one wife.
That is incredible.
You know, just squashed.
Just shot right down.
All right. So even if he wanted to, he couldn't.
I didn't realize Katie was such a bigot with her Mormon joke.
I had to tie in a Mormon joke. How could we not?
It was banned in 1890, just for the record. And if anyone's been married before, they know one is enough.
Yeah,
one
is enough. If you have those sister wives, you better keep them a secret.
That's
Don't
right.
tell anyone.
Okay, good. Good info. Now, this next story is just straight up dumb, and we see this all the time. DUIs for different reasons, and that is dangerous. Not the DUI part's dumb, but we see this part all the time. People getting so mad going through a drive-through.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lady
Absolutely.
In Florida. Of course, it seems like Florida has all these
Always
crazy stories.
Always in Florida.
You should open up an office in Florida because, I mean, it seems like nonstop crime, although I know you have offices all across the state here. You're very busy, but she went there, like 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
She wanted a Big Mac. They don't serve Big Macs at 6 in the morning at McDonald's, and she lost her mind, and they called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she refused to move. So she was blocking the drive-through lane. She refused to leave. So first of all, you know, she's trashed at 6 o'clock in the morning, and a lot of people don't realize that the way your body metabolizes alcohol, oftentimes people are at their very drunkest at like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning when they're driving home, even if they've tried to sleep it off at the party or whatever.
Right.
You know, you've been really trashed all night. You actually might be your most trashed at about 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. So I see lots of DWIs and lots of drunk driving accidents at that time.
Well,
so this woman wants, she wants her Big Mac, and then when they don't give it to her, she demands a free breakfast. So she says, well, I'll take free Egg McMuffins.
No, you
won't.
And
then she becomes enraged, and she refuses to move her car. So the police are called. They immediately recognize that she's trashed, and she gets a DUI.
Wow. So,
and what I like about it is she said to the police that her rights were being violated under the American Big Mac Act of 1966.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, she did say that.
At least she's current on her laws.
Yes. Not
that's
a real
good.
Law, but, you know, she tried. Give her some points
that's
for trying.
It's a federal law, I think, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that a federal law?
Yeah, I think so.
That just goes to show she was super wasted.
Yeah. But you see that, too. You see a lot of times, you see, you know, in the news, oh, arrested for his fourth DUI, fifth DUI.
Right.
Like in North Carolina, what is the basic law? And I'm sure it's case by case, but.
Well, it's really interesting because a lot of people say, oh, my gosh, can you really get a DUI if you're in a parking lot? And, you know, like her car was parked. She, you know, she parked her car and refused to move and that sort of thing. But you absolutely can. I mean, most states, including North Carolina, the real key is if you have control, physical control over a motor vehicle and you are intoxicated, then there's, you know, they assume that you are either driving it or have been driving it. And there's kind of a presumption of that. And so, and it doesn't even have to be a car. It can be a lawnmower, it can be a horse, a scooter, even a bicycle.
Oh, my. A horse?
Yeah.
A horse, yeah.
We've seen the lawnmower before.
Yeah, I was shocked at the lawnmower, but a horse.
Yeah.
Feel bad for that horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen some great YouTube
segways.
Videos.
There's Segways. There's been kind of a recent rash of people drunk driving on Segways.
And, I think Segways look hard enough to drive or whatever you do with them.
Maneuver
while you're sober. I can't imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And there have been some cases that have had kind of national attention with really funny situations where people, there was a guy in New Jersey that he left his car running. He was so trashed, he left his car running and crawled into the back, like the bed of the truck, and passed out. And the police came along and arrested him for a DWI, DUI, they call it most places, including North Carolina. But he had been driving, obviously, and he got so trashed and out of control, he just stopped the truck and crawled into the back. And then
country singer Randy Travis got naked in his car.
He parked his car in
a church parking lot and got arrested.
That poor guy, oh my gosh, he can't catch a break.
And his brother got arrested with a meth lab yesterday.
Just yesterday.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That guy really cannot catch a break.
Mm-mm.
There was a guy actually in Alaska not long ago who he was so drunk he plowed into it, literally drove his truck into a snowdrift and passed out. And was kind of, but it was still running. I mean, a lot of times that's key in most states is it's still running. But you can get in some serious trouble as long as you have that control, that physical control over a vehicle, and you're intoxicated.
And I know it's not funny. I'm laughing, but it's not.
This is ridiculous.
It's just, it is. Well, president of Lanier Law Group, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, we're speaking with Lisa Lanier, 1-888-CONSULT with offices statewide, 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
You too.